Are you a sweet or a savory type of person? Okay, well, it doesn't really matter since chances are you still eat sugar and on a daily. Now, if you're trying to follow a plant-based lifestyle, eating sugar is not as easy as picking up a pastry at your favorite coffee shop or grabbing just any sugar bag at a grocery store. Ever heard of bone char? For over 175 years, this old technology consisting of animal bones has been used to process and whiten sugar. Yeah, I know. So today, I'll be talking about this food technology and how you can avoid buying sugar that was once processed through animal bones. But first, welcome to the Unearthed by Sandra podcast. I am Sandra Ladgaspava, a food industry professional, a food science and technology graduate, and an ardent animal lover who will forever work to improve the lives of animals and educate the public about food. In each episode, I will share blogs and resources from some of the most amazing plant-based food and conscious lifestyle writers from around the world. I'll also be interviewing people and professionals with powerful stories that will inspire you and educate you about the food system. Today, I'll be covering five questions. What is bone char and why is it used in sugar processing? That was one question, by the way. Does the sugar have bone fragments in it? How do you know if a product has been refined through bone char? Is bone char completely avoidable? And where to find vegan sugar options? What is bone char and why is it used in sugar processing? It is literally charred bones. It's an old cane sugar refining technology that has been used by sugar companies for decades, older than your grandparents, and even grandparents at that. It's also known as animal-derived natural charcoal. Can you guess where these bones come from? Ding ding, slaughtered animals. So these bones are burned to leave activated carbon similar to wood charcoal, which are used as a bleaching and filtering aid to achieve the desired white color that most of us know as white sugar. As a result, it's refined sugar. And even brown sugar may be processed through bone char, since it's really white sugar with molasses added onto it, and that's what gives it its brown color. Question number two, does the sugar have bone fragments in it? The answer is no, and thankfully not. The charcoal doesn't transfer into the sugar, so these filters are actually used over and over and over again. For some people, refined sugar is considered vegan, but for people like me, since it's still involving an animal byproduct to create the finished product, I don't consider it very vegan, and it's just not something that I choose to eat. Question number three, how can you find if a product has been refined through bone char? Since you can't visually determine that, you have to contact the company directly. Most food packages have a lot code, and all food packages have the manufacturer's information on them. Try calling them or emailing them by visiting their website if you don't mind waiting for a response. Ooh, this is a good exercise. Because a lot of us don't have the habit of looking at labels or looking through the food packaging and really analyzing it. So look around you and see if there are any food packages near you. Pick it up and then look for that lock code that I just mentioned and the manufacturer's information. So hopefully you have a food packaging near you. If you're able to see that, remember that the next time that you're curious to know what's inside the product, and don't be afraid to contact them. Question number four, is bone char avoidable? All right, well, here's the thing. When you're eating out at restaurants that have both meat and vegan options, the likelihood that they are using vegan sugar is really, really minimal. Unless they're using organic, because organic sugar is vegan. I mean, even vegan restaurants, who knows what types of sugars they use? Refined sugars are more affordable and easily accessible all over the world. You'd have to do your due diligence and get in touch with the business owners. Or if that's a challenge, you can be extra like me and ask the employees if you can read the ingredient statement on the sugar package. Trust me, I do it all the time, no shame. So, I mean, they usually look at you like you're crazy, but IDGAF, know what I mean? All right, I know I said I'd be covering 5 questions, but since I'm such a good person, I'm throwing in one more, and it's a pretty important question. Number 5, what are alternative vegan processing options?
The good news is there are alternative charcoal technologies that are used in food production. There are ion exchange technology and sugarcane bagasse. Without getting into the food science and tech of it, ion exchange technology is made from a variety of components like coconut, wood, and other materials. Now, sugarcane bagasse is a good, like a real good. It's a fibrous material derived after sugar juice has been extracted from sugarcane. And yes, it's 100% plant-based. What I mean by good is that the remaining material is used as a biofuel for manufacturers to create steam or power. Although that isn't related to sugar, it's really important to point out that it's a sustainable and reusable resource that significantly reduces the carbon footprint of agricultural operations. Can I get a hallelujahs? No, seriously, because if you didn't know, the ag industry is one of the biggest contributors to environmental issues today, if not the biggest. And finally, question number 5.1. What are 100% vegan sugar options? There are quite a variety of products out there. As I said, organic sugar is vegan and bone char is not used in the processing. Beet and coconut sugar are vegan as well. And you can also keep an eye out for brands like the Wholesome brand, Trader Joe's sugar, organic sugars like Target's Simply Balanced brand, or Simple Truth, which is Kroger's and Ralph's private label, Bob's Red Mill, Michigan Sugar Company, Big Tree Farms, and when in doubt, just Google it. I'll leave you with this very important piece of advice. Do not be afraid to contact the companies directly. When you reach out to manufacturers, you're in a way being an activist, whether it's for health reasons, ethical, or just choosing to be proactive in finding out what you're putting in your body and how it's made. It's your every right. You're also showing them that there are consumers out there who pay attention, and they ultimately want to satisfy your needs. At the end of the day, they're a business, and you're bringing in the business. Now, this pretty much concludes today's episode. I hope you learned a few things about sugar. I know once upon a time I didn't have a clue how sugar was made, and as soon as I found out, I was able to make more conscious decisions at the grocery store and really know where I was putting my dollars and what companies and actions I was supporting. Definitely not supporting animal cruelty. And I'm not perfect, and you don't have to be either. It's especially difficult when we're living in a time where we're faced with a gazillion options with products containing ingredients stemming from a trillion places. Whatever the reason may be for you, again, whether it's health, ethics, or environmental, do your research and really try to understand where and how your products are made. If you enjoyed today's audio, click subscribe and tune in next Sunday for some more plant-based food knowledge. Thank you so much for listening. Let me know your thoughts, what you learned, or what plant-based topics you want to hear. Send me a tweet at unearthedbysandra, a direct message on IG, or shoot me an email at unearthedbysandra@gmail.com. You can also find all the deets on the description section of this episode. I'll talk to you later. Disclaimer, this episode was half recorded inside my car as I sat in there for 1 hour, but then accidentally deleted a segment and had to record the other half inside my apartment, which is why you may notice the voice range change halfway through the episode. I can breathe now.